Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's.
It's beginning to look a lot like
It is. What? For one special puppy dog.
Oh!
Look what I got your baby boy.
Oh, I thought you meant I was your little puppy dog.
No, no.
Look, we're going in for a hug.
Now, I don't know. It's the biggest one I could get.
Hang on. What have you got here? What have you got, Baxter?
Oh, no.
Oh, Chenya.
It's the outfit.
Oh, Chenya.
Where he comes towards. But I don't know whether it's going to fit Steve, but it's extra, extra... extra large.
But think about it, T. It's going to be the ugliest elf you've ever seen.
See,
a boxer head in an elf outfit.
Oh, that's going to look cool.
I've the best.
Go in there.
Yeah.
It's just from Kmart. But,
oh, I love it.
But you know how usually they only have the small dogs? But let's try it, shall we?
Absolutely, we'll try it. In fact, I'll bring him in Monday just for Nick. And we'll try it on him. Why, don't say no. You didn't ask.
I hope it fits. I do hope it fits.
I've seen so many online.
I know. Well, they're better than ones online, but I still don't trust the post because I went looking.
Yeah. Wouldn't. Thanks. Well he'll be very happy with you.
I know.
It is beginning a lot like Christmas. In fact, can we put Risey in it? Because they're about the same size.
I'll try it, yeah.
There we go.
Baxter does have a bit more of a broader chest than I do.
anyway.
Oh, thanks, T. I know. Thrilled.
But the other thing is, you've got other dogs in your life now, Bailey and Bear, Diana's dogs. Yeah, so if it doesn't fit Baxter, he can hand it down to his little bro or little sis.
I slept with, all three of them last night again, so yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Bailey and Bear.
Bailey is a... Bear's a what?
Bear's a cavoodle.
Right.
Yep.
And Bailey is a kind of like beagle cross French bulldog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beagle
French body, stiffy French, right?
But he's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Max is a full blooded half boxer, half ridgeback.
Oh, wow. I love the ridgies.
In a double bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good luck with that.
Three dogs.
There's no mummy and daddy special time, is there?
That's a better way of saying it rather than what we called it.
Well, I look forward to seeing Baxter in that little...
I'm going to try and get that on him today. That's going to be my mission.
Yes.
Love
I reckon
it'll
fit him, maybe.
There's nothing better than dressing up your dogs.
I know.
It's fantastic.
And I think they love it. Don't they?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what you were saying.
They love it.
Okay. They do.
Hey, went to Costco.
And?
It was beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, they have some oversized things there that, you know, very particular houses could house.
Giant soldier that has music, like you've said.
Mm-hmm.
For years you've been talking about that
soldier. Nutcracker.
I still reckon the Nutcracker's the same size, you just have a different...
Maybe it was.
Oh, no, I assure you.
Yeah.
Everything we've... It's like if the Beatles got back together and I'd come back and go, God, they're a bit crap.
I know.
I'm sure Costco, in your mind, because I've been more recent with the Brisbane one.
Yeah.
I reckon we build it.
Probably.
Because I know when I walked in, because Deanna's never been to one, and I've gone, yeah.
Mm.
Mind you, she was dribbling and loving it, but
yeah.
I reckon that's what it is.
Yeah, because I've been saying for years that they have this 60-foot nutcracker.
Yeah.
And they have a nutcracker down at...
It's actually 6 foot, but...
Boolaroo. Yeah, but it's only... But I don't know. Maybe I built it up in my mind.
Yeah, maybe.
Still low. Nutsville, it was.
Did you buy 100 tins of tuna like I did?
I didn't, but there was a lady who mentioned and pointed to me where they were.
Oh.
I was busy looking at the electronic pinball machine.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, by the way, Steve, you'll find the tunas over there. I went, thank you, darling, but I'm good.
How big is this shop? Because it must be massive. There's all this stuff.
Have you ever been into the middle of the Sahara Desert, Risey?
No, but I've seen a documentary.
Okay. Picture that with aisles.
Perfect. With lots of stuff on the shelves.
Yeah. So, all right. So I've ticked a few boxes this week.
Yeah.
Sticky? Trip to Costco? What a week. Can it get any better?
Yeah.
What?
I could still be in bed.
On the line, you'll never know what you'll find.
Hey, I shared this with you yesterday, T, so I thought we should share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember when I showed you this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
crazy.
So just to make you feel really young, if you ever had an Apple...
Well, they called them an Apple... iMac.
Yep.
Berry. Oh, no.
Apple. iMac.
Fruit? I can't remember.
It had the colours. There was a the big monitor.
Yep.
And it had the coloured screens. You could get blue. You could get a cherry.
And they were all named after fruit. And I had the blueberry, and I've still got it at home in the garage.
So I showed Jenny, she said she got one in the garage. So for anyone that might have had one, they're now in museums.
They came out in the year 1999, I think.
Museums, everybody.
Museums.
So if you want your kids to know about your life, take them to a museum.
Yeah. And the reason I haven't got rid of mine, Michael hates it because he trips over it all the time, is because there's stuff on there that I don't know how to get off anymore.
Yeah. And you probably can't.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's not... See, that's the monitor. So you've still got
the hard drive.
The computer hard drive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you probably could. Yeah.
You reckon?
You've got Lorky stuff in there.
All
you?
That. See, I used to write this thing, Lorky and Talk and the Baby's Diary.
Yep.
Toddler's Tales.
Yep.
Every day for
I was on NX. I just stole it and just called it Steve Talk.
Well, all of those scripts are on there. There's there's literally thousands of scripts on there.
You've got to take it to like some sort of computing place. I'm sure that I will be able to get it off.
Yeah, you'd be right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Fingers crossed.
So there you go, everyone. It's a museum piece.
Yes.
The photo Steve has, it's got that blueberry one and under glass.
Then a description of what, in the olden days, like us used. You go slightly next to the Commodore 64, and it actually says at the end, anyone who uses this is no longer living.
Well, I've showed them.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, fist bumped and tea. She outlived a museum piece.
It's not bad, though.
Well, we all have.
Things are going into museums fairly quickly, though. That's 20 years.
Well, that's kind of what they put on with cars, I know.
Yep.
That's that
25.
Comes 25, 20. So,
Yeah, amazing.
There you go.
Things are moving so quickly with technology, aren't they? But
listen, also on the line, loads of people posting photos of their hail from the storm yesterday. Wasn't that ferocious?
Yeah. Well,
depends on where you were, though.
Oh, no, I'm more about the size of hail.
Well,
unless it's a soccer ball, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Because I saw Tim Crackenthorpe post photos, and they were bigger than golf balls.
I thought he was pouring a whiskey.
Yeah, I know. They look like
one of those big.
I won't have it, team. Unless it's a soccer ball. No, you're right. There were some biggies.
Yeah. I got caught in it. And, you know, the day you had off this week, we were talking about chivalry. You know how I was saying how, I didn't ask to get help with a case of beer the other day. Yep. I don't know whether people are offering these days.
Mm.
Got caught in the hailstorm, was coming out of a supermarket yesterday. This guy, so sweet, we started talking about his new baby. He's got a six-week-old. Then he's going, do you want to lift home? Because this is crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, chivalry isn't dead.
That's excellent.
Random stranger offering a lift home.
Oh, no. He's just going to kill you. He's going to lock the doors, take you to a park, and shoot you in the head and take your beer.
All serial killers.
What were you saying? I have one day off. There's no common sense on this show.
You ask true, Steve. All serial killers are nice people before they kill you.
Very sweet.
You need a hand with that, do you? Oh, you kids. I can't leave you alone for one day.
Well, I didn't get in the car.
Good girl.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
Well done.
No such thing as nice, only death.
So I walked home with my Triple M umbrella in the hail.
Good.
And it withstood it.
Perfect.
So if you were lucky enough to get a freebie from us, it's okay.
Jeez, that's a good advertisement,
that's
isn't
great
it?
That's a great advertisement.
Hail-resistant Triple M brollies.
Yeah.
We should give some away. We should try and find some. We'll give some more away.
Oh, it'd be nice if even I had one. And Tenya got hers from a friend. By the way, can we back it up? What case of beer?
Oh, no, this was weeks ago. I can't even remember.
Just as well.
Why?
I thought there was free beer floating around there.
Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. It's Tenya and Steve at 6:23. In the next 15 minutes, we're going to hit rewind on the week. We'll do that thanks to Tradie Network. Find local, reliable and quality trades and services. Find them all at tradienetwork.com.au.
Hey, that photo that was doing the rounds the other day of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, the chubby face.
Well, that's the funny thing. The very morning that popped, Steve turned to me and went, put on a bit of chub.
Bit of chub. Straight away I said, Cruise, he's on the pies.
And if you missed it, it was Tom Cruise and his son Connor, and they're at a baseball game.
He's on the fillers.
Well, that's what came out later. He's by all accounts, if you believe what you read, Tom Cruise is doing what a lot of girls do, and that's pump up his cheeks.
Look
and
at him, Jenya. Look at him.
It's
he's 115 years old.
Yeah, he looks 24.
Have a look at him.
I know.
It's no shock. I'm just surprised he went out in public while still puffy.
Yeah.
I thought he would have kept that at home. Obviously, his son's gone, Dad, I want to get a basketball. He goes, I tell you what, if I wave to everyone and smile, they won't notice.
Oh, wow. The pressure on those people at that level of stardom must be incredible to look youthful and, you know, because you want to get your next job. I guess you've got to look the part.
It depends, though. You know, you're right. because Cruz is in that mold,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah,
because
pretty boy mold.
Look at De Niro.
Yeah, he didn't care.
And there's certain Morgan Freeman. The list is endless of older actors who just, you know,
grew into it.
I just hope Leonardo doesn't go down that road.
DiCaprio.
But Brad Pitt.
Yep.
Still, I don't reckon he.
Neither do I.
He's got all the lines.
Yeah.
Right, yep. But yeah, I'm wondering if Leonardo might, DiCaprio might go a bit of the Tom Cruise puffies.
Why do you think?
Because he's kind of known for the babe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're not a babe actor,
yeah,
as in like Cruise.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Well, I'm going to get a couple of fillers soon, too, because I'm known as the babe of the show. And, you've got no idea the pressure I'm under.
You feel?
Yeah. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a wig and I'm going to get some fillers there, but nobody's allowed to mention it.
Mm.
That's the best part.
What colour wig are you going to go, Steve?
I'm thinking red, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, it's even more standout.
Yeah. Yeah,
like an Elton one.
I think so.
Early 80s Elton wig.
Yep.
The bad
what,
one.
What about the filler? Because often they take it from your bum.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to do that?
We're not, how did we get there again? I've already stopped getting hair from my bum to my head. But you're determined. Well, for some reason, Danny, you're determined to get some hair from my bum and put it on my face.
No, not
you're
hair.
About the fillers.
Just the filler. They take the fat from your bum.
Oh, jeez, I'll have big cheeks.
Stand here and Steve.
A 4-minute shower song this morning. Crank it loud with Hunter Water.
Live and local from the heart of Newcastle. This is 102.9 Triple M.
Hey, mate.
The hail at your place.
Oh, it was pretty interesting, wasn't it? Yeah, no, it was coming straight onto some of our windows. It looked like snow afterwards.
Yeah, it did.
It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Scary at the same time. But,
little chip, always run out with just a little glass of bourbon in the bottle of it. Hold it out. There's nothing purer.
I confess, I grabbed a bunch of them and put it in the freezer
there
just
you
for, you know, tonight.
You don't get any pure ice than that.
Pure ice, exactly right. Yeah, look, we could get some interesting weather again today, actually. And this is the funny thing. We were reading the weather yesterday. It was blue skies. Mm. And here I was saying thunderstorms and, you know, wild weather. And I'm thinking, oh, really?
Oh, look, behind your back, we were going, what an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's he talking about? Has he got a window?
The only difference is, though, mate, when the mics are off, we just, oh, she'd be blowing today. You know we always do our weather in pirate talk.
That's exactly right, as you should do. Yeah, nor'easter. It's looking very similar today as well, too.
What were they talking the winds this afternoon, though? What kind of level is blowy?
Directionally northwesterlies, yep. Could be a little bit, a little bit fresh. Not so much inland, but certainly along the coastline. Yeah, there is a strong wind warning current for coastal areas, so. Yeah, it will be interesting to see the exact strength of it. But,
hands up, who hates wind?
It's my least favourite weather.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. I always thought, I just kept it to myself because I despise wind, but everyone hates it.
Nah.
Yeah,
love a breeze. But not a wind.
Cold 50k wind gusts this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's going to be super windy,
Cold, hot, I can deal with it all. Just wind, hate it. Also, too, it's the tornado that swept through Armidale is pretty interesting, flipping cars and tearing roofs off buildings. Not uncommon for large weather events to happen at this time of the year, when you've got the colder months turning into hotter months.
Mm.
But the scale of this was pretty interesting, like 6 cells rolling across the state. That's pretty interesting. Look, we were talking about this yesterday, but it's all but confirmed that trips to the Sydney and the Central Coast will be put on hold for another week. They had their meeting yesterday, but it's not going to happen until the 25th of October.
Mm.
And Hunter New England Health is actually advising us to delay any regional travel if we can at all avoid it after our pretty staggering numbers yesterday. Mm. We hit triple figures, unfortunately, not just in the Hunter but the New England as well too. So that's concerning. It's the most affected by COVID out of all the local health areas in the state, including in Sydney. Mm. So not a great milestone. Now, remember Nokia?
Yeah.
It's still going. The former phone behemoth. They're still going, and they're going to release the classic brick phone.
Excuse us, Hamish. I think Tandy and I have a call.
Oh
don't
God.
Give us news. We're way ahead of the game.
I hope it comes with that exact ringtone as well, too. For people who hanker for the pre-iPhone day. So it's going to be look like a classic brick phone. It's going to have, you know, depressible buttons as well. Mm. And I think it's going to have a touchscreen. It'll have the long-lasting battery. You can drop it and you don't need to go and buy a new phone. And most importantly, though, and this is what everyone's got in their minds, it does have Snake.
Oh, yes.
It does have Snake.
Did it not have Tetris as well?
Don't think it had Tetris Snake, yeah.
Why, though? I mean, why are they assuming that people want to lug this thing around?
I think they might have had a lot of people saying, you know,
bring back the brick.
And it'll be the accessory to the, you know, it'll be in the little bag.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, guys will be wearing them on shoulder things.
I mean, okay. It's funny how, you know, what's old becomes new.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, play it one more time, Ryze. I'm going to ask you guys the movie moment that springs to mind with that ringtone.
I
Love Actually, brother ringing the sister.
100%.
Oh, wow.
That's it. Every time I hear that, that is Love Actually to me. Yeah. And my heart breaks because she just didn't get it on with the hot guy from work.
My heart breaks because she kept answering it.
I know.
Oh, exactly.
I was going to go Matrix, but okay, that shows my difference.
Hamish?
Yes?
There's only one movie in this show.
Yes,
it's Love Actually.
Love Actually. Get on board, Hamish.
Yeah.
We all get together on our last day and we watch it.
Yeah.
If you really love Christmas, I love that movie. I love it.
You're welcome then.
The dancing shimmy as well. This is great radio. Yeah. I'm doing the dancing shimmy.
Oh, he's doing the Hugh Grant for us.
Well played, Hamish.
Yeah. Thank you guys. He's a saucy minx, our Hamish.
Oh, isn't he? What? Rising.
Well, it's been a milestone week for one Steve Graham. Because Tanya's heard some exciting news.
Just got a little update in the relationship, Tanya.
This is a big step. Huge step.
What's happened?
Gianna's pregnant. Joking.
Congratulations, Steve.
wouldn't that be fabulous, though?
And I'm tracking down the father.
No. Oh, my God. That would be huge news.
Well, I would hate to take the light off Nick.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
We'll wait till next year, Nick.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
You don't have to.
We're not too old to have a baby.
No, they call it a geriatric pregnancy.
Do they?
Yeah.
Harsh.
My girlfriend was 32 and her doctor called her a geriatric pregnancy.
Oh, my God.
She sobbed for 6 months.
I can imagine.
No, Deanna, she's not pregnant. Something even bigger has happened.
She gave me the keys to her house.
That is
wow.
Okay.
Isn't it funny? Once you break that key barrier, it's open slather.
Okay, here's the thing though. Do you knock and then turn the key?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, bugger.
Don't just walk in.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
You don't live there.
Okay. Gee, I didn't know it came with conditions.
Of course it comes with conditions.
Okay.
Especially when there's children in the house. Oh, yeah. You always have to
give a bit of a tap and then walk in.
And then, hello.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good
don't
tip.
Don't just walk in and go surprise.
Kind of funny coming from you, considering you just surprised her son by saying she's pregnant on air. I think you don't want to startle George.
You don't want to startle brother. Lockdown's over, baby. And on Monday, Freedom Day, Tanya told Steve the first thing she did was leave the LGA and visit her beautiful parents.
We are happy to see you, folks.
Got to Mum and Dad's and they start strutting out. First came Mum in her $1 Kmart jumper, her $1 Kmart shoes. Quick change. Dad comes strutting out in his $1 bowl shoes.
Not once did they come out and go, look what we got you.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Of course they did.
Mum grabbed a jumper. And I said, so how many people am I expected to cuddle into that with, Mum? She goes, it's a size 12. And I went, really? It looks like a size 112. So we decided they keep it as a doona for winter.
Shirt so sexy, it hurts. Tanya and Steve are curious individuals. They do really like to think and ponder the big questions around different professions. And this week, we heard about something we've all probably wondered.
What is it, mate?
When you're a bus driver, how do you plan your wee stops?
So you mean bus, not coach? Because coach, you've got a toilet down the back.
No, bus. Dave, you're a bus driver. How do you wee?
I am.
most terminuses have a place where you can go to the toilet.
Right.
Yeah, but what if you're in between Tomago and RT or something like that?
Okay, if you've got to go, you've got to go. I remember years ago, one of my friends came racing to the pub. He had a busload of people, and he came running in and said, I've got to go to the toilet. And we were playing cards, but whilst he went to the toilet, he got himself got in for three hands.
Did he have passengers on the bus?
Yes, he did. He just told them, when you've got to go, you've got to go. And mind you, he won the three hands.
Oh, I love that.
He ran up the bus with a pocket full of change.
There you go. I hope he looked up at the people on the bus with a thumbs up. I'm winning it.
All you got to do now, Dave, is top it off that he had a schooner before he left.
No, it was the 90s, not the 80s.
Look, this story got Steve straight away thinking just one thing.
Hey, Dave, I don't know if you've seen the episode. There's a Seinfeld episode, right, where Kramer stole the bus, but he was in police pursuit while they were chasing him, but he still stopped at every stop.
Then, now I'm driving the bus. My favourite episode of Seinfeld.
There you go.
Bus driver.
Yeah, because he's telling this story. You still let passengers off, though.
They get them pressing the stops.
Then the mugger, he comes to and he starts choking me. I managed to open up the door and I kicked him out the door, you know, with my foot, you know, at the next stop.
You kept making all the stops?
Well, people kept ringing the bell.
Hey, for some people, the only thing more exciting about having schooners at the pub on Monday was finally visiting the hairdressers. Although Tanya did tell Steve she's still got a little while to wait.
I missed the appointments. They went online. They went live on Thursday. And
so
I only...
are you getting yours done? Because I have to do it in the studio.
No, I think I'm booked in for 2024.
No,
it's for January.
Don't you we'll cover it. Nick, go and get all the gear today. Rising and I will do it tomorrow for you, mate.
Kmart's open. We could get a nice little set of hairdressing clippers, things like that.
It's okay, guys. I'll wait till 2024.
No, Tanya. You offered to do his vasectomy.
That's true.
I did, yeah. But I didn't get the opportunity.
I know, and that's why we think it's only fair that we help you.
No, you find me someone that wants a vasectomy, then you can do my hair.
All right, here I am. You do the vasectomy while I'm doing your hair. You know what? That would work.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it would.
God, it's good to be mates.
Finally, let's hear what happened this week when Tanya and Steve were waiting on someone to call and play our 5K payday. Now, I merely asked a question, and I really didn't think it was going to go where it went. Who's going out today in the soundproof
room? Steven.
There's two people in the universe that call me Steven. Mum and Mum. And now Tanya. Steven, you're out. Well, I worked it out. I haven't seen my mum since March in the Blue Mountains.
Well, if you were a better son, you could have seen her in July.
Has anyone called you?
No excuses.
No, they were locked down. We weren't. They were.
Sydney was. You could have snuck to the Blue Mountains.
No, she's Greater Sydney.
Oh, is she?
Blue Mountains is the Greater Sydney.
Oh, okay. Well, you could have saw her and seen her in June.
Hang on, stop here. Shut up.
And that was Rosie's Rewind.
Find local, reliable and quality trades and services at tradienetwork.com.au.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's.
It's a thing, isn't it, nowadays, that famous names are attaching themselves to alcohol. We've got The Rock at his tequila.
Yep.
Mm.
You had
Ryan Reynolds and his gin.
Yeah, and also Matthew McConaughey and his bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mick Fanning did the Bolter beers. Mick Fanning and Joel Parkinson.
Kirk Gidley with his beer.
Well, that's what we're aiming to. We got there. Steel City Beer Company. They've got a load of famous names attached, including Kurt. We've got Matthew Johns.
Matty Hoy.
Yep, Danny Badiris. The list goes on.
Hey, Gitz, how you going?
Morning, gang. How you going?
Very well.
How do you keep Hoyo away from the product, mate?
Well, this is going to be one of the challenges that we make sure we don't drink our own profits and business goes under. So there's a limit.
Basically, Joey and Hoyo are not allowed to any PR exercises.
Correct.
Well, I think this is pretty cool because you're asking people to participate. A bit of a taste test this afternoon. Tell us.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's we had a pretty good hard think during lockdown, but we've come up with this afternoon, Steel City's Greatest Bar Shout, and basically it's to celebrate, you know, our community that's been in lockdown. Everyone's been doing it pretty tough and pretty isolated, so we thought, you know, the first Friday out of lockdown, we'd shout everyone who's interested around the Hunter Valley at the venues that our beer is on tap a free afternoon or free hour of Steel City Lager or Pale Ale.
Yeah, good gear.
Hey, so it's pretty cool.
How's the Pale going, mate? Because I only got the Lager, and now I'm the Pale, I'm hearing good things.
Yeah, no, it's going really good, actually. It's, I think we've sold out of our cartons at the moment, so there's a bit of a delay before our next batch arrives, which is good, a good problem. I mean, it's all obviously going well, but I think everyone likes, or a lot of people like a Pale Ale these days. But, I mean, in saying that, a lot of people like us going to market with our first beer being a lager. So it's great. I mean, we're all passionate Novocastrians, all the guys in it, Benji, Joey, Matty, Matt Hoy, Ryan Cullen, Craig Anderson, myself. So, you know, we love Newcastle. We love our community. We're passionate about where we live, and we believe we've come up with a really, you know, tasty beer that everyone's enjoying at the moment. So this afternoon is a good reward for everyone to get to their local venue and obviously support the local pubs who have been doing it pretty tough during lockdown. So I think, you know, Friday afternoon, everyone's going to enjoy a beer on us.
Is it near and far, Kurt? Meaning, like, where are the pubs? Can you name a few that are there and everywhere?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, around town, you've got Beaches, Burwood, the Prince, the Ship Inn in town, but then sort of out at Wall's End, the Racecourse, Lemon Grove, Young Street Hotel at Carrington, Swansea RSL. So there's on the website, there's basically a little link that says find beer or beer finder.
I love it.
There you go. There's a link for everything now.
There's a link beer finder. So it's pretty simple. Just log on to that one and look for your local venue that's selling Steel City and go and enjoy it.
I don't know about you.
An hour with your mates and have a few beers on us.
I love
nice.
That.
Yeah. Don't know about you, Kurt, but never thought I'd live long enough to see a beer finder app. It's just fantastic news.
Hey, should have been one of the first apps developed, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Something a lot of people might notice, but I have noticed on a couple of taps too, which is great to see, Steel City. I don't give away brands, but let's just say it might be replacing a Queensland beer on tap at the moment. I'm seeing a Queensland beer being pushed to the side and Steel City coming in on the tap and makes me very happy.
Steve, you're a good man. And it's something I've witnessed myself over the last few years, this bloody golden tap that keeps creeping up all over New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And we need to just start pushing it back to where it should be. So
amazing. Do you have to lobby? This is me with no understanding of how beers get on taps and how they end up in certain pubs. Is a lot of lobbying from like people like yourselves, founders? I know there's a marketing team, Kurt, but do you have to go in and pump the flesh and go, hey, do this? Like, how does it work?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, myself, I've just kind of used my own network of guys who I know that are publicans or licensees that work at pubs around Newcastle and the Hunter Valley, which is good because we know plenty of people around town and they've been really open and helpful to get us on tap. But yeah, look, it is a challenge because a lot of the pubs and venues are pretty heavily contracted to Lion or CUB.
Yeah.
So you know, there's just small opportunities to try and you know, bump off another independent beer company. And you know, you got to earn your stripes, I suppose, like any opportunity. So that's what we're trying to do at the moment. And I must say, all the publicans and the venues around, I guess, the Hunter Valley where we are now. We're at a couple in Sydney just to look after our Novocastrian friends, Joey and Matty, down that way.
Yeah,
so Joey's got it on at the Clavelli, which is his local.
There you go. He doesn't even go home anymore.
which I did have a bit of a giggle at that. Like, it's we've got our Steel City beer mats right at the Clavelli, which is on the coast at the beach in Sydney. So
that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, too, you know, they notice a hotel hasn't got it on tap. They send their mate Steele the surfboard. Now, his name's Steele, and he's a surfboard maker, right? He just goes in and goes, he goes in and goes, you might want to put some steel on there. And suddenly they do.
He's about 7 foot tall, Steele, isn't he?
It's amazing the publicans go, I think he's right.
Oh, well, look.
He's the best deal, yeah. Well, those, I mean, we ran a great ad to sort of when we first kicked off, and yeah, blokes like Steele shaping his boards. Chris Lees was in the ad, so yeah, we had some local identities. That was pretty cool.
Well, look for it. You can go online if you're not sure if where next to you has it. But Steel City Beer, go the Beer Finder and find the pub that has the free Steel City between 4 and 5 today. A bit of a greatest bar shout from the guys. Thanks, good Kurt. Good luck.
Thanks, team. Enjoy the afternoon.
Good on you, mate.
Have a good time. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
See you, kids.
There's Kurt Gidley there. Founder of Steel City.
Not bad, isn't it? It's a very crowded market.
Oh.
I'm curious to know how much they're making out of it.
Yes.
Because every man and his dog is bringing out a beer now.
And, absolutely.
Know, getting into the behind the scenes of all that, as I've recently done over the last few months, it's a tough market.
Yeah. Well, lucky they spent their, you know, well, they misspent their youth, you know, greasing the palms of many, many publicans throughout the Hunter.
Absolutely.
It's payback time.
Between that lot who isn't part of it, there's not a publican that I know.
Exactly.
It's Tanya and Steve, Triple M.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's.
The other day, again, everything happened on the day you weren't here, Stephen.
Always does. Can't imagine how many meetings you guys had to organise everything and said yes to.
We just haven't told you yet.
Well, that morning.
I know. Word goes, if Steve's not here, we'll have meetings and we'll agree to everything.
There was a video flying around. I think it might have been Labbed Bible.
It was, yeah.
And I was showing Risey because mind blown on this. It was, you know how 3D printers, they're creeping in the, you know, various places. Mm. I know there's a few rich schools in the region that have their own 3D printers. But this particular video showed an entire house that was being built via a 3D printer that had a cement funnel.
Yep.
Did you not only find it amazing, but soothing?
Yeah, it was. It was nice to watch.
You sat there watching it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah, because it's so precise.
Yeah.
And it went around. And in my mind, it, you know, perfect for rainy countries, you know, where they don't really build with wood.
Yeah.
They need that cement base.
Mm.
So, but this entire house was built with a 3D printer.
Yep.
So it got me thinking about, well, who has them? Because they've been around for quite a while now.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's people out there with them. There might be businesses that are utilising them. But we've never talked about it.
No. Well, it's funny when you were talking about it and then I realised, well, I've been following this guy because I'm going to order something vital that he makes in America on a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's a Batman cowl. And
a Batman cowl?
Yeah, the mask. You know, the whole, whole thing. Not a Batman cowl.
Oh, I'm thinking, wow, I didn't know Batman had a bat cowl.
I honestly thought it was a new sidekick.
Yeah, same.
I was like, Batman's got a cowl?
No, the cowl is
the cowl.
Mask.
Oh,
the cowl.
With an L.
Right. Yeah.
oh, so you can put your whole head in it. Is that right?
No, Rising, just half your head. Of course, every other head. No. But anyway, what I'm trying to say, cosplay now is all the marbles and everything. The 3D printers do all the gear.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So that's what we wanted to do. Throw it out to you.
Yep.
Do you have a printer? Maybe you have one at work. What are you utilising it for? We're just really curious.
Yeah, it's amazing.
133353, that's our phone number. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. If you've got a 3D printer, what are you making? Now, we know someone who's got one.
We do.
Mm.
He became very important to us at a particularly lovely time in our lives. Was when our little girl got married. When Nikki got married, he was that altar guy, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
And to you.
Okay, what do you make, 3D brides?
Well, you've got to get them somehow, I guess.
Well, so that's, firstly, why did you get one?
Because it was cool. Actually, one of my good friends had one. And,
I like that, honesty.
Yeah, because I'm a massive nerd as well. I think that's probably another.
How much was it, Jeremy? It.
The one that I've got was only $350.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. I was about to say our brains, like you say, I immediately thought in the thousands.
Same. Yeah. So, okay, for us that are non-nerd and haven't really been up close and personal, you buy this thing, what do you have to put into it to make the 3D printers that come out of it?
I couldn't have asked that any better.
What do you make?
That's exactly how I would have asked it.
I've got no idea.
No, so, How does it work, man? So you get, okay, you get a design on your computer. I've got that. But then...
So not dissimilar to that video that you're talking about with the concrete, but it's slightly smaller. You know, the bed here is 30 centimetres square, so it's not going to be printing any houses anytime soon.
Yeah.
But you get this filament, which is the PLA plastic, which is the easy stuff to print with. It looks like whippersnipper wire.
Ah.
And it comes in a kilo roll.
Okay. And how much does that cost?
About $30 a roll, give or take.
All right. So, rollers, what are you making?
So, well, I've got a list of things. You stop me when you want to talk about one of them. How's that?
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, like, vacuum accessories, spice racks, plant boxes, switches, nipple clamps, Lego.
Hang on. Did you just say nipple clamps?
I don't think I did.
I think you did.
Yeah.
You were a weirdo, Jeremy. I didn't know this side of you.
I'm sorry, Jeremy, but I'm pulling you up there too, mate.
Is that for you?
No, I'm kidding. I've actually been printing.
You just knew where we'd want you to stop.
I was just about to place an order.
Of course he was.
I'll do some for you, Risey.
Thank you, Jeremy. Actually, I'm going to stop. We've got just bringing EP Nikki into the studio.
No, Risey, you cannot put nipple clips on her.
Jeremy got in contact with us yesterday and has actually made something
from
his 3D printer.
On.
Put your headphones
He's
on.
He's made something for Nikki and her future baby.
Okay, now, Nick.
Now, before you show...
I'm not going to show her.
Okay, before you show her... remember, if you don't know and you're new to the show, she's expecting a gorgeous baby girl. Okay, let's get this.
So what have I got in my bag,
please,
Nick?
Please don't let it be nipple clamps.
Have a listen.
Is that a rattle?
It's a rattle.
Baby rattle.
And it's made... Like Jeremy made it with his 3D printer, the whole lot of it.
And for those who will see it later, if we whack it online, it'll be great if you have a baby Viking.
Yes, it does. Looks like something that,
It's exactly what it is. It's a mace.
It's a mace.
Yes, perfect for a baby girl, as you said, Sue.
Yeah, but having said that, regardless of that, it's incredible.
It is amazing.
It is incredible. Because and the detail in it.
We're going to put it online for you to see, but basically the rattle part of it is purple. The bottom of it's purple, but then there's this amazing gold in between.
I thought that was a piece of copper.
Well, is it? What is it, Jeremy? How did this happen?
No, it's that same filament. So you print it in different parts and glue it together. So that's what they call a silk filament. So it's a copper colored silk filament.
So cool!
It's amazing.
I just realised something, Tanya. I just realised something.
What?
I feel like you and I are hosting the Curiosity Show. We're holding this up.
You guys are definitely blown away.
We are blown away.
It's incredible, though.
So, yeah, anyway, well, what do you want to say to Jeremy, Nicole?
So much, Jeremy. I'm honestly in shock that this is... My brain can't comprehend this. 3D printing's unbelievable.
It is, though. It's quite fascinating.
It is. Unbelievable. Yeah, we'll definitely pop this online. But, always surprises when Jeremy comes on the phone, isn't there? I have anxiety now getting him on.
I know. And you know the first phone call after 9 o'clock will be from Risey for the nipple clamps.
Yeah.
I'm just getting him for a friend.
Thanks, Jeremy. Look, you've enlightened us a little bit because, yes, you are. Name's Lucy. Because it's so foreign to us.
It is.
And yet it's $300 and all achievable if we want to get into it.
Yeah. Do we...
Yeah, we'll quickly go to Tricia. Thank you, Jeremy. Tricia's son borrowed one from school and made something pretty incredible.
What did he make, Trish?
He made the parts for a drone and for class in year 10.
Were you amazed, Trish, watching it work?
I was amazed that it actually flew. Yeah, it was incredible.
He made the parts and then made it fly and it's all good. Incredible.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible.
Yes. It is.
So it still sits on the shelf at home. He's in the Navy now. And, it just blew my mind. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
totally.
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, Trish. My mate Trevor's daughter has Halloween masks, like legit ones you see, the really good stuff, all that cosplay gear.
Amazing.
So we could all get one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But just kind of fall down on how the computer talks to it.
Oh, no.
We'd all get one and then we'd have to ring Jeremy. Come over and make me something, please.
Anyway, up next, we're going to find out what happens when you put Mentos in Coke.
On Triple M.
Tanya.
It's Tanya and Steve.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and get an extra $45,000 off your dream McDonald Jones home. Only for a limited time. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's.